Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cheese and pickle. Very, very sleepy.
We're a little bit tired.
A bit back-puss sleepy today.
Joel, tell the ladies and gentlemen where you and indeed I were last night.
We went to birthday party.
We went to someone's party and we're tired now.
Had to get up early in the morning and watch Strictly.
I had to get up at 7 a.m. to watch Strictly and Farm My Column.
Straight out of a party.
Little bit tired.
It was a nice party, but yes, trying to fit Strictly in round a party.
But if you hear noisy mastication, yeah. I can only apologise, but we've got some fondant fancies to get us through the episode.
Had to hit the Kiplings.
And a cup of tea.
Need a little bit of a sugar rush today.
Anyway, sorry. Yes, I'm doing a podcast. So then I was just nodding off over my notebook. It's week 10. It's nothing week. It's the week of void and desperation.
Because you've been to Blackpool, and literally Blackpool is like Nirvana, the Emerald City, Utopia, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
It's impossible to even imagine carrying on after Blackpool. Blackpool's the only thing that's been keeping these people going.
Literally, it's all they've bloody talked about for weeks. And now they've been there and done it. And it was amazing. And like a huge like jizz glitter explosion. Yeah. Everyone has had too many e-numbers and is now crashing quite badly, I feel. It's always a shit week after Blackpool, isn't it? Yeah. It's always a bit like,
What happens is they're all like Alexander the Great, who looks upon the world and says, I have no more worlds to conquer.
Oh, I see. Yes.
As Sid Waddell said of Eric Bristow, memorably.
Thank you for the darts. Yeah,
it does feel like, it feels, again, yes, they've had... There's such a big build-up to Blackpool, and it's part of the fun of the show, part of the dynamic of the show. They say that Blackpool is the big thing you're waiting for. And then there seems to be what appears to be like 11 months between Blackpool and the
it's
end.
So long. Oh, sorry, by the way, I'm Julia Rayside and he's John Morris.
We're
so we can... Anyway, I knew I'd forget that. I see, I do forget that every week, don't I?
You might forget who you are.
We are at week 10. We're a woman down because Kim Marsh has sensibly decided to get COVID this week, so she just gets to put her feet up, which is what everyone should have been doing. They're all too tired.
I think there's an argument for this. We were talking about this morning, so there's an argument for after Blackpool when you beat, have a week off.
Yeah.
Everyone's a bit too much sugar. It needs to feel like sort of that bit between Christmas and New Year. A little bit of a...
Talking of sugar, just opening my fondant fancy. Carry on.
But it feels like sort of that bit where everyone just wants to laze around, having sort of got overexcited and filled themselves up with an advent calendar chocolate. They need to have a little bit of time off. And we were trying to format out this morning thinking, would you have like, I don't know, would you get the It Takes Two gang to come in for a week and say, right, okay, everyone's in their jimmies.
Yeah.
And Jeanette and Ryland will do a thing where they do a goggle box and you watch your best bits so far and we catch up for a bit and no one has to dance for a week.
Maybe
week
a off. Pillow fight, nothing too, no exertion needed.
But I just feel that I'd quite happily watch a sort of goggle boxy thing where they all just sat and watch clips of where we got to so far for a week, because I sort of, this week was
That's
remarkably,
such a brilliant idea.
As an overall thing, I thought was, I felt dazzling performances, really enjoyable. And I felt a bit flat. It looked like the judges found it a bit flat. And I kind of went, oh, we should have given them a week off. Would have been
I think
fine.
Everyone was a bit out of it. I mean, there was lots of energy and bouncy on the dance floor. But yeah, I couldn't get myself going this week at all.
They'd all been up to Blackpool. They'd been on a massive Ket bender or something. And they all had horrible hangovers.
Down the keyhole.
Yeah, Craig could barely see. Eyes like piss holes in the snow. Everyone looks really, really tired. I think it's a natural... it almost happens every year, but there's a natural dip in energy, which is really hard for a dance competition. It's a bit cruel to the dancers, I think.
I know. Well, talking about natural dips in energy, Will and Nancy... I'll talk for a long time while you eat that pink one. All right. So Will and Nancy opened the show with their Charleston to Hush, Hush, that song. Which is all sort of, you know, guitars and who is it? Led Zeppelin.
No, it's what it was. Kula Shaker did it.
Sorry, yes, but that's not their original
song.
Deep
Purple had a hit with it back in the day, and it's Joe South, I think, who wrote it originally.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, anyway, that's who it was.
I can't remember. I'm too tired to pretend. It's very good. They were dancing to Hush. It was kind of really cool and stylish. They were kind of wearing like Tron three-piece suits with like sort of neon stripes.
It took me a while to work out what
stripes.
It was, because obviously we've had Hamza's done Tron before, so we can't do Tron
again.
Yeah,
no, with a bike and everything.
What they'd come as a pack of Ryman's highlighters, hadn't they? They looked quite cool. They looked like something that you'd take out of your bag at school and your friends would go, ooh, someone's been to Ryman's.
Yes, exactly. It's like, ooh, that was in your stocking, was it? I thought it was very dynamic. I thought it had millions of steps. Wrote down millions of steps.
You were counting.
It was really fast and really impressive. The choreography, I can't even say the word choreography anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The choreography
was
really impressive. I thought Nancy was dynamite.
She always is.
And he, again, it's one of those dances where he seemed to be keeping up, and there's obviously lots of mirroring, lots of side by side. He definitely seemed to be keeping up.
And yet you had trouble caring.
I wasn't really feeling it.
No, I liked it. And I agree with Anton that this is one of his best.
I know, definitely.
I was on side with Anton for this, saying this is one of the best things he's done in the Strictly. And what a dynamite opening with Charleston. You think it would have energy. I think that's the test of why we're all a bit danced out. If you can open up with two highlighter pens doing a rock Charleston Deep Purple, and I can go, meh, seen that. I thought it was really good. It showed him off really well. You're right. What I thought was really exciting, because Nancy was talking about it a lot, saying this is a different sort of Charleston.
Mm.
And because of the rock vibe to it, it had more of a jive feel to it.
Yes, it
did. And I really liked that. I went, oh, good, you're not.
I love the kind of routine, definitely.
Whenever they do something different with a Charleston, they don't just do goofy 20s with it. It's really, and also, we just had Ellie's Charleston, which was a pure, proper goofy 20s. You can't do it again.
No.
I thought choreography and everything was really good, and it was exciting, and I hadn't seen it before. And yeah, big. Just a general note this week, music choice is absolutely brilliant. Not a duff track.
Because
we've had
bangers.
a couple of weeks where they haven't quite linked or haven't quite meshed in.
Make a difference, doesn't
this
it?
This was the first one where you went, great choice of song, really well done. So,
great arrangements, amazing vocals. The Billie Eilish one, oh, that was my favourite. They done the Charleston. The judges all liked it a lot. Shirley and at least one of the others just said the choreography was fantastic and outstanding. It was his best performance of the competition, Anton said. Craig said something about his free arm needing to be more placed, but that was the only thing he found wrong with it.
I was asleep by then.
And Motsy said he was setting the standard for the evening ahead. And he got two tens. Motsy and Shirley gave him tens. Craig and Anton nines. And there was a bit of a female-male divide on the judging panel this week, wasn't there? They all sort of... If the ones with willies all agree with each other, and the ones with other bits, they agree with each other too. My favourite bit of the whole thing was in the Claudia interview afterwards, where Nancy went for a double high-five and he just left her there. And she kind of had to style it into a hug.
Because for a dancer, you can do that. You got the moves. I think it was a really strange thing. It set a precedent that I thought, oh, right, actually, that's pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And then they're getting 10s. And it's going to be one of those weeks where we're back on the binary thing that sometimes sort of sets in, certainly sets in at Blackpool, where you either get a 9 or a 10. And everyone who gets a 9 or 8 goes, oh, I should have got a 10.
I know.
And I thought, oh, we're going to be there. And then nothing of the sort happened.
No.
It was just chaos, judging chaos.
Absolute madness. We have to have a quick word for the TNCs. This week, Clive Myrie, out of off of Important News Reading and also Mastermind. He came into the TNCs to Poker Face, I think it was Lady Gaga's Poker Face, which is great. Gave a little bow at the end, absolutely delightful.
Completely charming.
10!
A charming and nice scarf. I styled it out, came
didn't,
on.
Didn't build his part
chic.
Up too much, but he was utterly adorable.
Yeah, big win for Mari.
He was the kind of the newsreader with a twinkle in their eye.
Again, as we've said again and again, what is the soul of Strictly? It is newsreaders being unexpectedly charming.
Exactly.
That's it. He's a winner, like Mari.
So next it was Molly and Carlos who did their Tango to Bad Girl. This was, without doubt, my dance of the night. I thought it was... It's one of those things where you're watching it going, this is everything I want, I can't see what you'd do better. And then the judges are watching it going, well, this is wrong and that was wrong and this, and they don't give full marks. But
buzzkill.
Yeah, for me, this was the winning dance of the night without question. I thought I loved the way she looked like the dancing lady emoji.
Yes.
I mean, the costume was gorgeous.
Oh,
when she was sweeping around the floor and doing those really like quite repetitive, like complex pirouettes across the diagonal at one point. And the dress was just flying out, making the most delicious silhouette. I thought it was beautiful and crisp and adjectives.
And it felt I opened with those sort of CGI cubes, and you said, oh, this is really modern, because you can have a tango, it could be very classical, it could be very old fashioned.
Yeah, yeah.
This felt very, very modern. There was something brilliant about Carlos's suit, which was very sort of Tony Leung, Infernal Affairs, Japanese gangster movie. You suddenly felt this sort of weird sort of feeling. Sort of, it had a story to it, which you can do with tango. But the story it had was, it had violence and energy and all these things you don't associate with Molly, who is very, very upbeat and positive and jolly. And it looked like they had a story, some history, something was going on. I loved his look and her look against it. I just thought this was sensational. And then you put the music behind it, and
oh my god, the best music of the night
into the Billie Eilish song, and you went, this is again just the thing that you want from these dramatic ones, is it should feel like either the titles of a Bond movie, and it's Billie Eilish, that's perfect, or some sensational like climactic dancing. It reminded me of the dance at the end of Giri Haji. It had that feeling of suddenly going, oh god, we've had a whole bit. Is this the climax of some enormous gangster drama I missed?
I felt it was a bit more Get Carter, because it was all taking place on top of a giant CGI car park.
Which
I really liked. The CGI this week I thought was rather swish for change. We're always giving those lads a hard time. I think they've done a marvellous job this week. I really enjoyed their work. I really, really enjoyed the fighting spirit of it. They kept mentioning that a lot in the training video. Like, they don't want to be in the dance, but she really was battling with every step, and I just think she looked glorious. And again, it was Molly being grown up. They made a point of showing it was her 22nd birthday this week, so she's like really old now.
I'm surprised she could move around.
So old.
Zimmer frame, hobbling about. At the end of it, she went, oh, my back, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought her arms were gorgeous, the expression, the speed when she had to do those fast whips around and stuff. She looked so pro to me.
Yeah,
I think in terms of improved upon it, really.
Entertainment value and what you want from it. And also what we were asking for, saying, can we see Molly being
grown up? Molly, it's so super cool.
Delivered that. And so you just went, oh, I've just seen Will get 2 tens for being a Ryman's highlight. I'm
genuinely
sure we're going to get a
40. What were they on this week, those judges? Me too, of the very least a 39. Anyway, they got an 8 from Craig and 9s from everybody else. And there was a lot of, mixed comments from the judges. It took the judges a long while to say, really good. They were really beating around the bush.
Be nice to Molly.
Yeah,
She's clearly got, when her brother turned up really, really late, looking like he's trouble.
I know, clearly.
Thought, there's a backstory.
I mean,
I want Molly's backstory.
Well, the fact that she had basically had to coat him off on camera for like only turning up now, it's like, you might have missed me, you prick.
Yeah.
I might have been, do you know how many dance offs I've done? You might have missed me.
There was a little tiny, a lovely little fizz in her there of her saying, look, I've worked really hard.
Yeah. People, don't take me for granted.
Including the judges, not take her for granted, because she is brilliant.
I know. So Anton said, you're a really good dancer. The thing about you is you're a really good dancer.
Oh, that's what he's here for, to bring the judging, the precision.
Now you're talking, he said. Craig said, more V. I thought she had plenty V, but apparently he needed more V. He loved the aggression and power. Motsy said to Carlos, you challenge her. That's great. There's so much content and style. And Shirley said, you fight every week. Lovely footwork, passion, great choreography. But only a 9. Like, I just couldn't see what was missing.
Yeah, they were listing the things that they always ask for in a tango.
Mm.
And she'd just done them. And I was blown away at home. And yeah, maybe this is one of those ones where it does feel a little bit like, having got overexcited at Blackpool and got out their 10s and 9s, they have to sort of reset the format. It does feel like a reboot.
Definitely.
And sort of going, oh, we're suddenly finding the 5s and 6s again. And it you can see in the dancers' eyes that they know they've not just danced a 5 or an 8, but they've been given 5s and 8s because they need to somehow
knock them back down to size after last week. Yeah.
Yes, I suppose what happens is you're going through, this is kind of the second round. Blackpool's the end of the first round. These are the second round dancers. They're now, this is where you start paying in sweat. It's like, it feels like they've gone up to senior school and you might have been the brightest kid in the previous class, but now you've got a really... You're competing amongst your peers.
You're a little fish in a big pond, friend.
Yeah. So suddenly the 5 and 6 paddles come out, and I think the dancers and me as a viewer at home go, oh, hang on, that's the wrong score. But I think it's the right score to be able to get you a bit of a journey up to Christmas. But it feels a bit, oh, they've worked really hard. Be nice to them.
Look in their eyes.
They look really broken.
And the end of this routine is the first mention anybody made, not even in a very excitable way, that next week is not, obviously it's not only the, is it the semi or the quarterfinals? It's the quarterfinals, but it's musicals week. Normally that has a bit more fanfare, but because the jizz was so, why do I keep saying jizz?
There was so
much excitement over Blackpool
that
I feel like everyone's just run out. They've got nothing left. They're firing blanks.
Musicals week is great. And we're about to come to one of the reasons musicals week is great, because it is what these people are probably either... are the calibre of dancing they're doing is not necessarily ballroom dancing, but
one of them will get Chicago after exactly. this. Which one? Yeah,
this is the test of whether a celebrity can go out and do a bit of hoofing on the side yeah. and become and drop into the, everyone's talking about Jamie or something like that.
Yeah,
and that's the story they're going for. They're not going to come out and be professional dancers, but they're showing they've got the chops to. For some transferable yeah. skills. So Musicals Week should be a really
it
big
It should
deal.
Be their audition for yeah. the next phase of their career. Okay, now we move on to Ellie and Johannes, who did their drive to Brown Eyed Girl. Obviously, most excitingly, when I found out they were doing it as Thelma and Louise, I was like Amazing. Really hoping for another drag, full drag from Johannes. But no, he just went for like a check shirt. And I think did he have the headscarf on? They, he whipped it off really quickly.
What happened is that they'd had a fight. I've forgotten about quite what the costume dressing is for Thelma and Louise. It's been a while since I've seen it. But they had a fight over it. It was Thelma and Thelma.
Yeah,
as in they both definitely. Got, I want the headscarf. No, I want the headscarf. Which is, I think, one of the lovely things about them they've worked out and it's been brilliant is yeah. that they are a lovely coupling.
They're a couple of gal pals. They're yeah. absolutely fabulous. Yeah,
the gal paling of it and saying we'll do Thelma and Louise was that's a perfect choice because that's how so their lovely. Dynamics worked.
Yeah,
lovely.
Completely. It was very, very sweet. I wrote down. I loved how Johannes said in the training video, you know, we're going to go out there and do Thelma and Louise. Let's change the narrative. Like, let's change the ending. Let's not die at the end.
And then what happens?
And then what happens? I think. Well, we'll get onto it, but. I think that's fine. She's had a brilliant time. It's fine. We'll get there.
I thought she was good. Can I just say?
I thought it was good, but I absolutely see what the judges mean yeah. now about heaviness, the lacking of the everyone else. And okay, everyone yeah. else is superhuman and they're being driven like absolute slaves, but everyone else is managing to get the kind of the bounce and retraction and all the things that they're demanded of you in that yeah, incredibly yeah. difficult dance. Ellie's just not even coming close to the same standard. I
wonder
think.
If what
she's not Tony Donkey Adams.
No, I think
that she is definitely trailing behind.
I think there's a sense of her being talked about as if she is like a sort of a lame duck dancer. What I think is interesting,
oh, yeah, no.
is I wrote down that I thought her mirroring in this was really good. I loved when the two of them were.
Yeah.
There were lots of stuff in it that the judges didn't mention. That I thought, but that was great.
Yeah,
I think it's slightly unfair. They seem to only pick on the bad stuff and not mention the good stuff. Apart from saying her performance is great, which she's a performer, she's fine.
Yeah.
But I think what you're seeing with Ellie is someone who is really enjoying themselves. And because she's really Totally. Enjoying herself, it all comes out through her face and her dancing and her attitude and things. But maybe what you're seeing with the other guys is people who've stopped enjoying themselves and are working really, really hard.
Yeah.
And Ellie might be as good as you could be and still have fun.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Because I think when the other guys go, oh, we're having a great time, you're also working like dogs.
Yeah, and there's a lot of very pressurised, kind of, there's lots of tense faces and yeah. kind of very quick footwork.
We've got at least one stage school kid in there who will not fail.
No, absolutely.
And I think Ellie is what happens when someone's a pretty good dancer and is having a good time and is yeah. enjoying herself. And I believe her when she says, I'm having a lovely time.
Oh,
and she's
God,
dancing
yes.
like she's having a lovely time.
No, she is. And she's, we say it so many times, but she is the spirit of the show yeah. and kind of exactly who you want to see. Up until a particular point in the show, and then you kind of don't want to see them anymore.
I'm gutted she doesn't do Musicals Week, though.
Yeah, no, I know. That literally is her one.
I wanted her to do.
She did it. She did it at Halloween, and she was
yes,
great.
She was.
Craig said it lacked punch or precision. She went wrong. It was lackluster, which I think was a bit harsh. He went way heavy on her this week. Motsie said they found the fun of Jive. But it was a little heavy. She didn't have her pendulum. You know, they yeah. say that about the jive. You've got to have the centre of gravity. So, and then everything swings from that. The legs swing from that. Shirley said she loved the theme. The technique was missing completely. And then the audience
the
went,
lighting.
Boo. And she was like, hang on, let's learn. Which no. I liked. I liked her being stern. And then she went on to say that Ellie had a lovely personality. So I don't think we learned much from that. And then Anton said... you know, oh, I'd ask you to sell anything because she can sell. But then in Anton's cowardly way, he said, yeah, so it lacked a bit here, a bit there. It's like, so it wasn't very good then. Yeah. Just say it. It's fine. People will still love you. Craig gave it a 5, Motsie a 7, Anton a 7 and Shirley a 6, giving her a very, very low score of 25.
I thought the 5 was a bit unfair. I think the thing she said in the post-match interview, she mentioned the word journey and her journey has been great. And what they've done is they have done the thing you're meant to do. They have unleashed an unexpected dancer
yeah.
in her. And if that leads to her going on and doing some dancing and some shows
yeah,
and absolutely taking the roof off, what a brilliant thing to have done because she didn't know that she could do that.
And do you know what? Even if it doesn't, I have no idea whether dancing is in her future. She's not so bad that it couldn't be.
No.
But you forget about this about Strictly. The realistic journey of someone, journey yeah. after this show and when they leave at this nice yeah. late stage, they've had all this lovely exposure. is that loads more work will open up to her now. Yeah. She is more famous coming out than she went in the best possible way. She tried, she improved,
showed off.
She was loved. She had the best, arguably the best pro partner you could ask for. Like, it all fell into place for her, I think, and this was the perfect week for her to leave.
Yes.
She needs no more from this show. It will do her really well, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a sense of positivity there, and I'm really happy to see...
When I say really well, I mean she'll be on the one show for the rest of her life.
No, she'll be on Blankety Blank after Strictly Forever. It's that. It's. But I think in terms of looking for positivity, when someone goes out, all you want to do is you want the best for them.
Yeah.
And I think that they found something in her she probably didn't know herself.
Totally.
And I think that's the best this show can do. And
oh,
I really like
grand.
That.
I liked as well how she said mistakes and all. I'm really proud of that because I don't know why I've become like Cockney this week.
She's from Brentwood.
Well, there you are.
She's better brought up than that. It's a very nice bit of Essex.
It's a very nice bit of Essex. Thanks very much, Jenny. I think she went out in the perfect way. And I would have been tetchy and cross, unreasonably so, if she'd stayed in and, say, Fleur or someone like Molly had gone, I'd have been really cheesed off. And that would have soured her for me. So this was perfect.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, I'm having another fondant fancy. There's no pissing about now.
Are you leaving my snot in there?
No, I'll edit it a bit out where you sneeze, but anyway, it's fondant fancy. Carry on with the podcast.
So just, you know, with your mouth full, honestly. Fleur and Vito came next with their rumba to Too Lost in You by the Sugar Babes.
Sugar Babes,
who I recently saw in concert, and they were marvellous.
You with your modern pop bands.
Genuinely, absolutely brilliant. Now, they obviously have the difficult thing to do because they have to follow a perfect score, the first perfect score of the competition. Their Blackpool triumph is a giant shadow over them because obviously... Yeah. You're never going to get... I mean, has anyone gotten 40 twice, like in a row? I doubt anyone has. If they have, well, I've forgotten them, so it's a bit pointless.
And
really.
it breaks the show. If you hit your ceiling too early and suddenly go, oh, you're the best person there by miles, and you stay at 40, then weirdly...
But they needed their headline act for Blackpool, and they certainly got that. She was tremendous. There's a really nice, in their training video, a really nice sort of technical demonstration of the cucarachas and the rumba walks and the rumba triangles. I didn't even know there were rumba triangles.
Big fan of that instructional video. I thought it was really well made and exactly what we like.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like the rumba triangles would be my favourite in Quality Streets.
I saw them at the Bull and Gate in
96. Someone's had all the rumba triangles, Mum!
It would have rum in it, wouldn't it? And raisins. Yeah. It'd be like rum and raisins.
Lovely.
Rumba triangles.
Genuinely, put those in, foie. I thought it was a really gorgeous routine, and something, even though something wasn't quite catching fire for me, I think she was just putting such, I mean, they said it in the judging roundup afterwards, she was putting so much into the routine.
Yeah.
She was both trying to absolutely control her very powerful body while trying to express herself. And I think just something slightly got lost along the way. So I just noticed, because I obviously know everything and nothing about the rumba, a couple of times when she had to do some sort of balletic arm extensions, they kind of went out and in very quickly, and you need to, they always say finish things, extend fully. I noticed she wasn't doing that. That is my expertise. But the clinch at the end, whoo!
It was steamy, wasn't it? This is old school Curse of Strictly stuff. And it was Dirty Shirley alluded to it about passion between them.
Dirty Shirley. They'll be freeze framing that and making a whole Daily Mail article about that tomorrow. So, no doubt.
Passion between you, congratulations. Like, they had a baby? They got married? What happened? What kind of a dance was that?
Well done for making each other's. I'm not going to say it. It was just an incredible. It was almost embarrassing right at the end there because I was just like, oh, I should look away. They appear to be about to be doing it.
A steamy clinch.
But that's the whole point of the rumba, is it not? Yeah. Motsi said, it's not easy and you gave it a go. Ouch.
Yeah.
She said it was very technical, lots of technique. But they were all kind of saying breathe, which if I was her, I'd be like, what? Yeah. But I could see what they meant. They just meant that she wasn't kind of feeling it because, like you said earlier, she was so focused on technically. And it is. Yeah. That it's slow and exposing and everything has to be so, so correct. But in her focus on that, she lost her expression and the performance side of it a bit, I feel.
And I think that's what I was talking about with Ellie. Ellie is the last one standing who's just having a good time.
Yeah.
And when you watch how Fleur dances straight after with a 40 under her belt, knowing she often goes into the dance-off, the pressure...
So much pressure on herself. Yeah,
and all you can see sometimes in these very, very demanding, very technical dances is that someone's scared.
Yeah.
And I think there's a possibility over the next few... I hope people start to relax. Breathe is good advice.
Oh yeah, this is always a shitty week. It gets better from here on in. Musicals week's always loads of fun.
I think that's going to loosen people up again, and it's really good because otherwise 4 or 5 more goes of watching people just get more and more tense would actually stop the fun.
I know, exactly. Anton said you had control of the dance. Shirley got excited about the passion. Dirty Shirley. And Craig said, I felt you were holding back. Well, you've told her to hold back. That's the whole point, you Bert. and then him and Motsi had a little sort of contretemps, and he said, I want that dress, by the way, darling. So he's just clearly trying to reassure the audience that they're not having some kind of feud, because there's always a story every week about one of the judges not liking one of the other ones. It's like, oh, bore off. They clearly get on. It's fine.
Don't like that. I want the thing about this is, unlike the X Factor, where there's always the myth of the competition between the judges, and as they're always has been on those ITV shows.
Yeah.
The Strictly myth is that it's the Strictly family.
Yeah.
So it's a really silly way of trying to keep attention. I want to hear that everyone gets on. I don't want to hear that anyone isn't like they are in the training videos. I want to find nothing out beyond what I see. I want the myth. The myth is comforting. It is cold. It's getting dark at 4 in the afternoon. And I want Strictly to just be a happy family.
Ooh, look at that. You've gone fetal. Are you all right?
This is what I want. Did everyone enjoy
it? You don't want mummy and daddy to fight anymore.
No, I don't want to hear the noise. I want to hear that through the walls. I don't want to hear that noise. I don't want to crawl down through the banisters and just hear aunts and uncles.
Joel, Strictly Podcast, Strictly Podcast.
God, I just don't want to go back. Don't take me back there. What I really liked is having done all this stuff where she was absolutely controlled. As soon as she got upstairs to go and see Claudia, she immediately nutted.
She headbutted Vito
in the face in a way
and
that...
And he really, you could see, he was like, really he was hurt. Trying not to touch his nose, but it's like, I just want to check it's not broken.
He had that look, that dance look of not the face. And she absolutely walloped him, and her reaction was completely charming. But it was a
hilarious.
Beautiful thing of going, oh, well, I loved it for her reaction because it was like, I've been under such control.
Yeah. So,
and suddenly I went bonk and clunked and went...
Now I have none.
It was a nice reminder of this could be happening on the dance floor all the time. It is people smashing their bodies into each other.
It was adorable.
Brilliant. I love that.
Craig gave her an 8 and then everyone else 9s. I feel like it was 9s across the board because technically she was so on point that it's just that something that she was missing. It wasn't like... She did a bad dance, which did the dance wrong. I don't think it's an 8. I don't think you can give that an 8. But
no, and we saw what she's capable of last week, so we know she's fantastic. So, but I think they're trying to construct a journey to take us up to
Christmas. Do you think?
That's what's going on.
Fair enough. Stop sucking your thumb. So now we move on to, I don't feel as warm as I did last week about seeing Hamza dance this week. Hamza and Yavita did an Argentine tango to, I didn't write down what the song was. Did you recognise it?
It was the Argentine tango song.
That's right, well done.
Theme from Argentine tango.
By
the Argentine tango band.
The Proclaimers? No, yeah, okay. And because so I'll explain. Argentine tango is my favourite dance to watch.
Flicky legs.
Love a flicky leg. Hamza and Yavita are basically two of my favourite people to watch dancing. Maybe my expectations were too high. Maybe it's the curse of this week being like the shitty black ball come down where everyone is kind of chewing their lips too much and, wanting lots of sugar. But I just didn't enjoy this dance. And when the judging panel got divided and the women were like, what are you talking about? It was amazing. Top half, bottom half, brilliant. And then interestingly, Anton and Craig, who aren't always in unison about things, both said the same thing. What were your legs doing? That didn't look neat, didn't look finished, looked like you're kicking a football, et cetera, et cetera. I completely, my instinct, as opposed to my incredible judge's eye, I felt the same way watching him work his legs. He'd normally look so effortless.
Yeah.
And that looked weird and wrong.
It was really odd. I must admit, I didn't feel this one either. I was really surprised it got the marks it did, the good marks it did, and that people were being nice about it. I thought it was the flattest thing he'd done in ages.
Me too.
And my big prob with it was that Jovita was absolutely spectacular.
Oh my God. I mean, Shirley, was it Shirley literally or one of them pulled her out
and said, look, and she said, she pulled Jovita out and said, that was a sensational dance.
You're
God,
exquisite.
I mean, and honestly, what she was doing was off the chart brilliant. Just the what she was doing, the body.
She is magic, that woman.
Yeah, and it was exactly the spirit of an astonishingly lithe, athletic, gymnastic dancer. She is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I felt what I was watching was him pointing at her,
yes.
showing her off. He was like someone who'd come out to say, he was like a ringmaster showing off a gymnast.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, I didn't watch him. So weirdly, this one, I rewound and watched again. So I thought I'd missed something.
Yeah,
I rewound and watched it again. No, nope, he's walking around while she does spectacular things. He was like a climbing frame she was on.
I know. And they were very specific about saying, oh, it's because she shines so much because of how you partnered
of good lead.
Her. But I didn't, I mean, again, technically, maybe they're right. I didn't feel like that at all. I felt like you. I just thought that it was weirdly static, and that might be the choreography. Yeah. But also the exciting bits, the gancho bits, the bits that I like, they never fail with me. I was left completely unmoved by. I didn't feel like he was even slightly matching her kick for kick or anything like that. I just felt a bit sort of flattened.
It was
disappointed.
Very different energy than when he was doing sort of like his Afrobeat week.
And felt like something's happened this week.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt really odd. I was watching it. I watched it twice, and the second time around, I thought I was right in my reaction first.
Yeah.
They were saying, and again, I'm not a dancer. And they were saying, oh, your strength as a lead enables her to do that dazzling thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm sure that's something that happens a lot in dance. But as a viewer watching anything and picking my favourite dancer, it felt like he hadn't turned up this week.
Me too.
And she was so good, I kind of went, oh, you know that weird thing that happens sometimes where you look at what's trending on Twitter and the professional dancer's trending and the celeb isn't. The other way around. Very often JoJo will trend rather than Ellie. This was one where you went, wow, Jovita was really good this week.
She's just
and
staggering.
I didn't see him.
No.
Which is unusual because he is charismatic, brilliant, full of energy. And he felt very static. But maybe Shirley's right. Maybe that was his job to be. He was the mic stand. She was Julian Cope. She was clambering around on him as a piece of playground equipment.
You know, I literally had that microphone stand photo on my wall when I was a teenager.
Fantastic.
That's why people always meant to be. No, I'm with you there, friend.
Yeah.
Craig said he totally agreed with Anton. Anton said, looked like your bottom half was playing centre half of Bradford City.
Good Anton line.
Really good Anton line. Although I'm sorry I slightly fudged it, but I am very tired. I think I need another fondant fancy.
You've got one left. There's one left for you.
Yeah,
I've had all mine.
Jovita got special mention quite rightly too.
I thought you were about to You've eaten all the fondant fancy.
Why haven't they used that on Strictly It Takes Two yet? They always have puns after their name.
Which apparently my very good friend Jeanette Manrara...
I haven't got the whistle.
I said, who's your writer? And she went, just the production team. Do all those jokes.
I mean, props, guys.
Yeah. I said, the scripts on It Takes Two are great and no one should be ashamed of themselves because they're very
Who
funny.
Who did you say that to?
My very good friend, Jeanette Manrara.
Ah! Okay. Motsy said, I agree with this lady pointing at Shirley. The only way that Jovita could shine so much is because she had an incredibly grounded partner.
Probably true.
I thought he wasn't so much grounded as grounded, like his mum wouldn't let him come to rehearsal. I didn't really make that work, but thank you for laughing anyway. Craig gave them an 8, 10s from Motsy and Shirley. And then Anton, even though he made that hilarious line about his bottom half looking a bit shit, still gave him a 9. Because, you know, it's Hamza. And then he was very humble and said he didn't think he was cool enough to dance such a dance. I'm sure I'll love him again next week. But this week I was just like, nah.
Off week.
Okay, then we had Helen and Gorka, who were doing their samba to trad. I just write trad. And this is clearly what I've written this so many times that when I don't recognise the song, I just go, something with accordions, trad.
Yeah.
It wasn't accordions, was it? It was samba.
Samba music, on the samba phone.
There you go, the samba phone. It was very sweet. There was a passing moment in the VT. They always do a quick throwback to Blackpool. Yeah. And obviously, this week they had one dancer less. So I imagine the VTs were slightly more padded than usual. Mm. So there was a little bit of Blackpool and now moving forward. So yeah. We kind of had, you know, we filled the time well. But there was a little throwback to just the detail that Helen's dad had come to see her in Blackpool.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's just been watching his daughter go through one of the worst times of her adult life, you know, sort of trying to rebuild her life after breakdown of a marriage, all that kind of stuff. And she just said, before it cut to her in the training room, crying because she couldn't get the words out. But she just said very quietly, "He said to me, 'You seem like you again.'" And I cried.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
This was a proper
That's
good...
That's amazing.
We all have been loving Helen's journey.
Yeah.
Because her journey has been one of the best ones.
It has, yeah.
And this one where it was quite nakedly unfrilly, unflashy.
Yeah.
And you just saw her being emotional and you realise what this means to her.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was fake.
I don't think she does that. I think that was, she was genuinely like, oh, bollocks, no, yeah. Hang on, stop a minute.
What
you've
got there is someone who was trained to do impossible things, like do tightrope walking and walk.
Yeah, she's made of stern stuff. She'll get something difficult and she'll try it.
And you point a camera at a Blue Peter presenter, they do not burst into tears.
No.
They just carry on with it. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And watching her do that, I got really affected by that.
Me too.
Oh my God, it's really beautiful. And I liked it. And so I am, obviously, she's one of my favourites.
Oh, mine too.
Really, really, that training montage where they run out of things to do with the training montage and they start saying, my kids have come. And I go, well, I kind of hope your kids turn up.
Yeah, sorry, Will Meller, your kids aren't small or cute. They didn't have tiny 10 paddles.
Yeah.
And they didn't say, love you, daddy,
yeah,
10. That's the only reason to get kids into the training room.
I kind of expect, it's my milkman. It's like, the guy from the news agents.
His kids were very nice.
They were lovely.
But I'm sorry, they served no function.
Yeah, but they run out of things to do and they've done everyone who's died. Helen's one really for the week where you run out of stuff.
Me.
Just go. I'm in the middle of something quite hard and quite emotional, and I'm finding myself again. That is an interesting journey. Not to find someone.
Yeah.
Ellie's found someone she didn't know was inside her.
Yeah.
And Helen's found herself again.
Oh,
that's
God.
A lovely story.
So lovely. She's so. They were saying during the VT, like, she is a different person from the one who arrived on that show on day one. The routine I thought was lovely. Again, I never really enjoy a samba. It was only, was it Fleurs? What, there was a really good samba. I think it was Fleurs 2 weeks ago. That's the only samba I've ever enjoyed on Strictly. Otherwise, I'm just not into them.
I like this one. I
didn't mind.
The setting was good. Little hotel setting with all the props and things were really fun.
No, I
loved her getting on the trolley.
I didn't like that because it means she stopped dancing.
Oh, no, I was
And I thought Craig would immediately pick her up on that and say, sorry, what was all the trolley bollocks?
I was thinking, if you get away with a trolley.
Oi, trolley bollocks is what I sometimes call you when we go to the supermarket.
Who do you think you are? Trolley bollocks. I thought the trolley opened up a really new exciting thing, which basically if she gets away with it and no one tells her off for the trolley, next time, whole thing on a trolley. Week after that, for movie or TV week, they're all
just
Daleks.
Lying down.
They're all Daleks. Just go around. Like one of them's Davros. They'd just be on wheels. It'd be great. I liked it. There was a bit in the middle of it because obviously I'd seen the training montage and seen the.
Yeah.
And we're watching Helen's Confidence is the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the middle of this, and it was a really another high energy routine, she was absolutely acing. She started it off and she did her solo dance, which is
she came
thing.
In with the shopping bag and the sunglasses.
Sass. She was doing
threw them in the air. Great start.
Loved all that.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, you just saw in her eyes, oh God, she's starting to lose confidence again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went, oh no, what if she fluffs it?
Uh-huh.
What if Blackpool tiredness and things like that and the emotions we were talking about.
No.
And she lost it. And then just at the moment, around when the trolley appeared, the confidence and the sass came back and she completely pulled it out. And she's done this.
Maybe it saved her, the trolley. It gave her some breathing space.
She's done this a couple of times where she's got towards the end, maybe to the last third of her routine, and you think, oh my God, you fluffed it. She trips over a foot or something.
Because she's not self-confident and she's trying to fake it till she makes it.
And she always pulls it back.
I know.
I've not seen her get to the end of a routine without pulling it back, and she did it again this week, and I love it when she does that.
Oh God, I'm starting to lean towards her for the actual big shiny ball.
I do like her routine.
exactly. So Anton was very complimentary. He said, Helen Skelton's coming out to play. I'm not quite sure what he meant by that. He said, the ladies are about to talk about your legs, so just focus on me because here comes... So it's like he knew there was going to be some footwork issues. Craig then very unkindly and pointlessly said the trolley had more body action. It was wooden, it was square, it had no bounce. Like, I don't think that's true at all.
He'd seen the trolley. He wanted to make a little line about
desperate,
it.
Desperate, wasn't he?
I think it was too mean.
I think it was too mean too. He judged those fives and those mean comments quite badly this week. Motsy said, many details in your dancing. I saw those details. throw your weight a little bit further back. They always, it's really annoying when they finish a Latin dance and it turns out the key was just shift your weight back forwards and then you're over your center of gravity and you're home. And then Shirley said she can still the self-belief, the newfound confidence, she's loving it, and you did it well. But it was sort of faint praise, really.
We're hitting a point there as well, which only just occurred to me, which is we were saying, oh, it's lacking a bit of energy and it's sort of a bit confused. This one, after the big spend of Blackpool, this is feeling, what are we doing?
Mm.
I think this is a week where the judges were not great.
No, I think literally everyone from top to toe, the whole machine wasn't running as smoothly as it usually does. It shows you how incredibly impressive it is usually, but it was a bit off this week.
You realise that Craig's judging of his meanness or whatever is always so beautifully calibrated.
Oh, he's a master at
panto baddie and things. He knows exactly how to do it. And this week, it cut to him doing the voting is open thing, he's putting his mean face. And I went, I don't like you.
No.
And I always go, I like you when he does that.
I know.
Because it's camp. But he'd just been mean to someone who'd worked very hard. And I went, weirdly, everyone's misjudging their performances, including the judges who are playing roles, being camping it up. Everyone was slightly flat in their key.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want our podcast to be flat, though. Come on, let's try and up the energy.
It's noticeable that I think from top to bottom, the things that were absolutely sensational this week, which were music, song choices, choreography, all brilliant. They're still firing
except
all cylinders.
Except for
Hamza's. Well, but even then, the judges liked it. Obviously, it was a good piece of choreography, good piece of dance. But I think top to bottom, it was
football
sensational.
Legs. Didn't like the football legs.
But I think that what's interesting is our reaction has been a bit, wasn't quite as good. And I think that shows you how much the post-Blackpool come down.
I think we've all
really
just got a bit
it.
Of a post-Blackpool headache.
Is it anything to do with having stayed up really, really late at a party?
Absolutely
nothing
not.
Nothing to do, because we're...
What are you accusing us of?
I think you'll find that our podcast has remained entirely the same quality regardless of how much white wine I drank.
Oh, dear. No, it hasn't. So Craig gave them a 5, which I just thought was comically, ridiculously inappropriate.
Not a Tony Adams dance. No,
of course it bloody wasn't. 8s from everybody else. I think it was a normal week. It was 8s across the board. But you know, that's fine. That she is. I think last week was my favourite dance she's ever done.
Yeah.
No one can come back from that immediately with another. top 10
she's in the same position as Fleur is. She's just absolutely aced it, and what are you going to do next?
Yeah,
but I really liked it. I thought it was fun. I wrote the word fun down, so I'll say fun.
Fun buckets.
Fun.
So looking at the leaderboard after all the dances, obviously there's been 6, there'll be 6 again next week because obviously we get Kim back even though we lose one. Will finished on top with 38, closely followed by Hamza on 37, couple of 35s in the middle, and then Helen and Ellie on 29 and 25 respectively.
It's a brutal week, and you can tell that because our favourite dance, the one that you'd go, I'll tell my friends about that and watch it again, Molly's one.
Yeah.
Didn't even mention it there because it had slipped into the middle.
No, that's it. That was one of the 35s.
And the two of the dances that I kind of went, oh, not bad. Got to the top because the judges, everyone's watching a different show this week. Everyone's a bit distracted.
It did feel like that. It's supposed to feel like we're all in it together, like the collective kind of gathering around thing. And this didn't feel like that at all. It felt like the judges were all over the place and everyone was a bit discombobulated,
I mean, actually, that's a very important thing. Do you lose confidence? You don't want mum and dad to fight.
Mm.
When the judges disagree to a degree, or one of them's giving a 5 and one of them's giving an 8 and 9, you go, but hang on, I rely on you to tell me whether the dancing was good.
Yes.
So if you don't know if the dancing is any good, what are you even here for?
It was very much that bit in Superman where Lois Lane goes, you've got me, who's got you?
Yes, I want to be held up by the experts. I want to have my silly reaction to... I want to meaninglessly like Molly's routine too much because I like the Billie Eilish song.
Yeah,
I want to have stupid things make me be impressed.
Right.
I want someone to do a Bucks Fizz thing when they pull their skirt off and we go, that's brilliant dancing.
The experts have to agree on the technical stuff and they didn't at all.
Then you start going, well, we might as well judge by who goes upside down the most.
Yeah.
Because that's my favourite bit. Who's on a trolley for the longest?
all right.
Who's got the brightest trousers?
Anyway, so the bottom two before viewers' votes were Helen and Ellie. After viewers' votes, clearly Helen was lifted up to safety by the fact that she has an amazing journey.
Yes.
And
was she lifted up in a big O like Ellie was last week?
Yeah.
With a big black belt.
Yeah, just wobbling and then kind of holding on with both hands, quickly waving and then putting her hand right back on the grippy handle again.
That's how she was raised
up. Because
she
was terrified. So that meant, unfortunately, that Fleur slipped down into the drop zone.
No.
But it was Fleur, 35 from the judges, v. Ellie, 25 from the judges. Yeah. I mean... I think you could pretty much tell from before the first step was danced. Although she gave it her all, I think she knew it was her goodbye dance.
It'd be so
Johannes.
Tempting, wouldn't it, if you were in that position, just come out and just do loads of roly-polies.
I kind of wish she had.
To put your arms out and run around being an aeroplane. I'm going out anyway. I'm just going to do handstands.
I think I'd just go and sit on Dave Arch's lap and play with his beard.
All bets are off. I'm up against Fleur. I'll come out and I'll do a mosh. That's it. Who cares?
But it was really very sweet. And they did, I mean, we need to say it again, the perfect Strictly journey.
Yeah.
I think there wasn't even a sense that she'd been, you know, plucked in her prime or anything. It was like Johannes knew it, she knew it, and it was all good. And like I said, I think this is going to do wonders for her future career. And I'm happy just to see the rest of the dancers now cantering towards the finish line. Obviously, Kim is back next week. Yeah. It's musicals week. Don't know what anyone's doing yet. But I think it usually lifts you back up, not quite to Black Ball heights. That no one needs that. We've all gotten a bit too high there.
A bit too much sugar. We've all had one of those big breakfasts made out of rock.
Yes,
too much sugar.
Need
in
to
them.
Calm Ooh, down.
E numbers, a lot of E numbers.
Yeah,
it's running like, up and down the pier.
It's like that first about 2-3 days after Christmas, where you're like, I just want some salad. I just want some salad, please. Can I have something green?
Just chop up a cucumber for me. Yeah, that's what I want. I'm too much.
Yes, please. On that note, do join us again. Next week for Musicals Week. I'm going to do the last bit while I'm eating this fondant fancy.
You've paced yourself perfectly.
I'll put the whole one in.
Just in one go. this isn't going to work. This is why people don't do this. Talk to professional actors. This is why it's very, very rare that before doing a big scene that Michael Caine eats a whole Swiss roll. It doesn't happen. He's learned in his acting masterclass. He says, what you mustn't do is eat a whole Swiss roll before delivering the line. That's the professional.
You'll have to finish. I can't swallow. It's touching me from my mouth.
I can't remember what we're doing. What are we doing? You're listening to the slightly hungover early morning Strictly Come Dancing breakfast show that appears to be on my Sundays, in like when I should be asleep.
Twitter.
Oh, yes, we're on Twitter and on Mastodon. And
no,
on
we're
Instagram.
Not.
We're not on Mastodon. Yeah, because we all try Mastodon. No one can make it work apart from geeks. So, yeah, we might as well be on Mastodon because you can't find us.
I'm so
anywhere.
Sorry. We're at Curse of Strictly. It's really, the icing's really stuck to the roof of my mouth. If you'd like a visual picture.
Has it gone really claggy?
So claggy. It'll be there for weeks. We will see you next week. God knows what. Someone's going to be doing The Lion King and then probably going home dressed as Pumbaa. Is that a character in The Lion King?
Well identified. I know you're not a big musical. This is really good.
Couldn't give a stuff.
Because I like musicals and you don't. I'll have to explain what all of them are.
I want all of them to do it as Jesus from Jesus Christ Superstar, please. Every single one. Because I know that one. Amen. See you next week. And don't forget, don't stop dancing.